Okay, here's some. Hello, go ahead. If you just dialed in, if you would just go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from, we would appreciate it. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. If you would like, just give us your name and where you're calling from. We'll take a few more shout-outs at this time.
Good morning. It's Celeste from New York.
Good morning, Celeste from New York. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call?
This is Joyce from Maryland.
Good morning, Joyce from Maryland. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else just joined us this morning on the Master's Call?
Cynthia from Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia from Cleveland. God bless you this morning. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call? Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who just joined us this Monday morning? If you have not given your shout-out, we'll take a few more shout-outs, and then we're going to go ahead and go into the call. So if you would like to give us your name and where you're calling from at this time, go ahead and do so. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
From
okay.
New York, Texas.
Good morning from Texas. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Linda Bell, Atlanta.
Good morning from Toronto. God bless you.
Rochelle, New Jersey.
Good morning from New Jersey. God bless you. Okay, we're going to get our call ready to roll and proceed to go forward in the name of Jesus. Once again, you have dialed into the Master's Call. The Master's Call at 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, where every Monday through Friday we gather on our scripture for each morning, which is Psalms 88:13, which says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa, it is a privilege and pleasure for me to greet each one of you this morning with Kingdom greetings. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California. And today we seek God, and every day we seek God first in His kingdom and His righteousness. And to God be the glory. So I greet you all with Kingdom greetings this morning. And the mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day, accepting the call, God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. So we pray that that will not only just go in your ears, but that it will become a part of you and your spirit in this time and in this season. If you would like to go back into our archives, you can. We invite you to visit us online, and that is available to you 24/7, and that will be www.themasterscall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send an email, you're more than welcome. If you have a prayer request, you have any comments that you would like to send to Dr. P.K. Roberts or Dr. Vanessa, you would email that information to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you are an artist distributor, I ask that you would just visit your back office, look in the events tab, look in the promotions tab, and any information that you need is there. And if you're not a member of the artist family, I would like to just invite you to go back to the person who invited you on this call to get additional information. So now let me just move myself to the side, and I would like to bring on and introduce to you, it's a privilege and honor for me to have this opportunity to bring to you one of the founders of this call, a mighty, mighty woman of God, a mighty vessel of God, a strong woman, a mighty woman, a woman who seeks God first at all times and stands on the word of God. So she's going to come to you this morning and open us up with prayer at this time. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
I am here, Tiffany, and thank you so very much for all that you have done in making sure that we that we come on to this call this Monday morning. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As we get ready to open up the call this morning, we are going to open up with prayer. We are going to go right into prayer this morning.
If you could star 8 twice, it'll cut the beats out.
Okay. I thought you could do it from the board. I was just getting ready to say, could you cut off the chimes? Okay, we got it. Everything else is clear?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Let's go to God in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we come this morning giving you thanks and praise. Praise because you, God Almighty, see and know all things. Your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. We come worshiping you this morning because you are sovereign God, omnipotent, omniscient, a God who is all-powerful, a God who is all-knowledgeable. God, we thank you this morning because you have given us this precious opportunity to wake up this morning with a mind stayed on you, with a mind giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise as we walk into a new week. God, you know every person on this line. You know every heart, every desire. And so therefore, I'm not going to call out the desires at this time, but we want to just pause to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for waking us. Thank you. Thank you that we woke up this morning with shelter over our heads. Thank you. Thank you that you've given us food to eat. And thank you, dear God, that you've given us a heart to love upon you. Thank you, God, for Artists International and for each and every person in this artist family. We especially thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and ask a special blessing upon them as we lay before you with hearts of gratitude for this great opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity this morning to just hear all of the people's voices from across this country who's seeking your face early in the morning and seeking to hear a word from you that would give guidance to what we are supposed to do in commanding this morning. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you are God who hears and answers prayer. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and we thank you for that this morning. We thank you and we give you the glory this morning because we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God who hears our prayers and that our coming here is not in vain. We thank you, God, and we give you the honor that is due unto a king who absolutely can reach out and touch us in places where nobody else can touch us. Lift us when we are down. Oh, God, dry our teary eyes when the tears just won't stop flowing. You are that Father for us. You are that God for us. And we give you glory this morning for being so. And so, God, at this time, we are asking that you take full control over everything we do. Get glory, God, out of everything we do. Get glory, God, be glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. We do thank God this morning for the Morning Master's call. We thank you, Ms. Tiffany, for opening and hosting us this morning. And I am getting on out of the way so that the word of God can come this morning through a mighty vessel whom I know to be a woman of God who loves the people of God, and she serves out of the Big D, Dallas, Texas. She has gone around the world in so many countries and as well as states here in the United States, preaching the word of God, prophesying to the people of God, building up the body of Christ for the kingdom of God. And so at this time, as we go right into the Word of God. I ask that you get your pencils and your papers out, and I like the way she says it, put on your spiritual bib and get ready to be fed from the Word of God. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will you please come and give us our word for today?
Good morning, Master Call family. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts. It is indeed an honor and a godly privilege to serve with you on this call, as our assignment and our mandate is to equip, enhance, and empower our body of believers. And I know in my sanctified soul, as you always say, we have a word from the Lord this morning. So I'm going to get right into the Word of God today. I got myself excited yesterday as I was ministering to our flock in Dallas. But the Word of God, because we need to be encouraged and get our focus back. The title of a series, I'm going to do a three-part series, you know, I'm into making it soak and marinate in your spirits, is I Am God's Eagle. I want you to write that down. I want you to say it. I want you to activate the atmosphere this morning and say, I am God's Eagle. And in our three-part series, we're going to talk about first, I see. Then next week we're going to talk about I soar, and then the last week we're going to talk about I succeed. So again, I want you to say, prophesy over yourself this morning. I am God's eagle. I see, I soar, I succeed. I am blessed when I began my ministry way back in 1996 and asked God, what did he want me to call it? And he said, call it Gathering of the Eagles. And I said, okay, well, the only thing I really knew much about eagles were, of course, it's our national bird and it's our emblem on things, but I knew eagles fly alone. I knew that they soar high and they fly alone. And I said, well, Lord, that, you know, I was just trying to ask them a few questions. I said, Lord, that's an oxymoron. That's a contradiction to say eagles gather. He said, that's my point. Those who are truly your leaders, the cream that rises to the top, those are the ones that you will call together. So today we're gathering on this line, and we're decreeing over ourselves. I don't care if you feel a little spirit of chicken sometimes and kind of roll like a turkey, but today you're going to go on and climb up higher and speak over yourself. I am God's eagle. I see, I soar, I succeed. So today we're going to talk about the part of I see. See, like an eagle, we can choose to see with the eyes of faith. The possibilities, not the fear of failure. And like an eagle, we're going to choose this morning to soar above the clouds of adversity. The storms of life will come, but we're going to choose to seek higher ground. Like an eagle, we're going to choose to succeed above the high winds and storm clouds. See, I first knew when he told me to call our ministry Eagles and speak of us as eagles, I said, well, let me look up some characteristics of what an eagle is. And even the anatomy of an eagle is one of strength and perseverance beyond our greatest imagination. See, the wingspan of an eagle is the shortest, 7 feet wide. It's usually up, grows up to 12 pounds in weight. It has a keen eyesight. It can spot a rabbit 2 miles ahead. A little rabbit running on the ground, an eagle can see up 2 miles ahead. It has a 270-degree peripheral vision. You know, 360 makes a circle. It's almost there of seeing 270 degrees around. It has an acute depth perception. See, we're going to have to see with the eyes of faith today. It can see the depth of things and accurately gauge how far down things are. It has a clear membrane that protects its eye. So no matter what's hurled at it, it has an extra film that comes over its eye, a membrane to protect its eye. And it has the strength that enables it to carry over its own body weight. Some have seen and reported an eagle carrying a baby lamb. See, we are God's eagle this morning. That's why you walk through some situations where you should have lost your mind. You should have gone slap damn crazy, but you got through. And you, that old song, the Satians are saying, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over, because you have that strength and that perseverance of the eagle. The flight of an eagle, see, God has put everything we need inside of us. the Holy Spirit, and all of heaven is inside of us to back us up in all of our dreams of success. Again, today, we must choose to see with eyes of faith the possibilities and not the fear of failure. See, eagles are open to try new things, to step out and do new things to achieve the God-ordained success and godly desires for our lives. You must see yourself as an eagle, like our great matriarch of the Bible, Deborah, the prophet and the judge. She became the backbone of strength in justice when Israel went to battle. And the Bible says in Romans 4:17, in that 17th verse of Romans 4, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they are. See, long before motivational speakers and dream boards and vision boards and posting that picture on the refrigerator we want to look at and that dream car, the Word of God has laid a firm foundation. And there's anointing already when we use first as a foundation the Word of God. See, on the firm foundation of God's Word, faith sees. Let me say that again. I want that to saturate in your spirit. Faith sees. When our emotions are going all haywire and crazy, faith sees into our future and guides our dreams and possibilities into reality. See, with eyes of faith, I want you to now then start seeing yourself through your dream board. With the foundation of eyes of faith, then see yourself through our daily affirmations. First, with the foundation of the eyes of faith, then see yourself taking actions and walking it out. Our theme is, I am God's eagle. I see, I soar, I succeed. See, like the eagle, faith sees. The eagle sees miles ahead, situations ahead. The eagle sees with accuracy and confidence. Like the eagle, we want to see all the possibilities. When people say that you cannot do something, and I don't see that happen, as God's eagle, you're going to see it anyhow. When people around you cannot see how you're going to make it through, persevere, go through, as God's eagle, you're going to see the vision and stay determined to make it happen. Don't worry about the how. God will take care of the how with faith. We just have to have the eyes of vision with faith to see it. See, some of us on this line this morning are going into the battle. Well, some of us are in the midst of a fierce battle. These are the times when we must see ourselves like God sees us, more than able. In 2 Corinthians 5, we quote this all the time, verse 7, that seventh verse of 2 Corinthians 5 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, meaning your natural eyes sometimes see how jacked up, messed up, hard it is. But with the eyes of faith, you get an anyhow praise in your mouth. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm going to lift my hands and thank you that it's already done. You start activating the heavens with a God faith, saying all things are possible in God. See, with the eagle, we have to go through, like the eagle, a process of walking it through when you see it. See, the process to get there, pray, P-R-E-Y, when the eagle is going after a prey, it reaches speeds of over 150 miles per hour. Now, we know driving in our car, when we go 70 miles per hour, imagine how fast 150 miles per hour is when the eagle is moving. See, that's that suddenly in the Holy Ghost, when you don't know how it got worked out, when it got hooked up by God, you got a suddenly. Then the eagle soars to heights of a half a mile up. See, when you go up higher, you notice when a plane goes up, rodents and roaches and bugs, they can't live up in high altitudes. So you got to sometimes just think higher, get a higher mindset, and kill out the negativity. Oh, hear me by the spirit. An eagle dies at speeds of 200 miles per hour. So when it sees its prey, it takes the immediate action. It steps out in obedience. It has that Isaiah 1:19 of being willing and obedient. When God says move, when God says speak, when God says do, it needs three prophetic words to bolt the lightning at a point. It says, God, I will obey, and moves instantaneously. Some of y'all will say, okay, amen, oh me. Then it glides at altitudes of over 2,500 feet. See, it stays up higher so that the great things, it can see an aerial view of all that's going on. And it does all of this and appears to do it so effortlessly. Eagles have been seen to be soaring almost motionlessly in a hurricane for its wind. And that means when stuff is just straight up crazy, when there's all kinds of confusion and drama, it still keeps its focus and keeps going through the storm. This morning, see yourself like an eagle, that you will see yourself soar like another great matriarch of the Bible, Esther, so that you'll change the legacy, the future of your family and your people. See, the eagle represents, again, strength and endurance through the storms. It moves with great speed and precision in comparison to other birds. And utmost, only goes after things alive, not dead things. See, it doesn't have a buzzing ministry. It's not trying to get stuff dead on the side of the road. It doesn't have a vulture ministry, trying to steal stuff that belongs to somebody else. It's a dead situation. It goes only after live things. It never comes down before a live rabbit. It doesn't go over the water but to pick up a live fish. Some of y'all going to catch that by the spirit. It understands I can't keep talking about stuff that's over. The divorce is done, settled. They done remarried and gone on. I can't keep talking about that opportunity I missed. That's a dead issue. It goes on. The eagle faces his fears with faith. Faith is confident expectation, trust. And unlike the chicken who won't face his fears, the eagle says, I'm going to face it and tell doubt and fear you got to go. We're kicking you out. When the eagle spreads his wings and lets the winds of adversity become his friend and its tool for growth. See, unlike the turkey, who will only do a lot of faking and shaking, flapping its wings but never getting off the ground, never rising above the situation, going nowhere. And the Bible says in Isaiah 41:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. When you have an eagle mentality, you know you're going to get the job done. See, like Esther, faith sees a process is necessary. She spent a year preparing, and you know you'll gain your strength from the Lord. From the Lord, not our soulish realm, not our emotions, not our will, not our intellect. The foundation has to be based in faith in God. And this is what allows us to endure the process. The eagle, like the eagle, it sees the storm, the challenges that might lie ahead, but with complete faith, the eagle spreads its wings and lets the winds of adversity push it higher. It lets the clouds just hide the even greater possibilities as it flies even higher through the clouds. Today, I am God's eagle. I see, I soar, I succeed. And lastly, but most importantly, the eagle cares for its young. We compare our work as artists, and this is a tool to be ministers in the marketplace for legacy, to change the lifestyle, the generational blessings of our children and our
Pastor Vanessa, we can
males are the warrior, and females are the nurturers. They teach their young to fly by creating an air current, to see as safe seas, always what is best for future generations, not just our immediate gratification. See, in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't say faith has come by having heard. It comes by hearing, meaning you pass the baton from generation to generation. So as I conclude today, we must take the responsibility. We must pass the baton and keep telling the story, keep sharing the gospel, keep proclaiming the truth. So each generation will keep dreaming, will have that eagle mindset. So each generation will keep striving to do better. So each generation keeps the faith to be better. Oh, today, say it loud. I am God's eagle. I see, I soar, I succeed. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Dr. PK.
I am God's eagle. I see, I soar, and I succeed. I tell you, that is absolutely awesome. When you started talking about that eagle, you know, I get all excited because we didn't know that both of our ministries had eagles in it when God brought us together. But I'm International Soaring Eagles, Mr. Robertson, now over here in Colorado Springs, and I am telling you that eagles are just strange birds and most powerful birds. And I thank you for that message this morning. I'm excited about this series. Anything that has to do with eagles, I get excited. Do I sound excited? Well, I want you to know I am. And I believe that God is gathering his eagles. I think that this is the time for us to come together and just do what thus says the Lord. And at this time, I'm moving out of the way. Robert, I could get a preach on. That's when you can preach, when somebody else has already preached and they have already put some fuel on the fire. You just want to jump in there and do something. So come on and give us our closing prayer, and I lift up some of the needs of those who have called in and emailed in their concerns. Miss Robin, you are on.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. God bless you. Come on and close us out in prayer.
Praise God. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for that powerful word that has gone forward. We thank you because we know your word will not return void unto you, Father. Your word is going forward into each of our lives, and it will accomplish exactly what it is supposed to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you are the Most High God. You reign all by yourself. You are the great I am. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. And I bring before you the petitions of your people, Father. And Lord God, we know that you give us the desires of our heart. And we know that you are faithful to perform your word and to perfect those things that concern us. So, Father, because you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, we know that you are our high tower against the enemy. And I thank you, Father, that Marco and Nancy have favor with you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that all of their documents will be in order, Father God, and that they will return home safe in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being our healer, Jehovah Shalom. You yourself, Jehovah Rapha, you brought healing to us. No sickness can stay in the presence of the word of God and his anointing that is on his people. So I thank you that everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. Cancer bows in the name of Jesus. Depression bows in the name of Jesus. Poverty bows in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being a God of restoration. I thank you for bringing families back together, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that what Satan meant for evil, you will turn it around for your good and for your glory in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for every person on this call, Father, that they will be successful in their business, Father. They've come before you, they've petitioned before you, Father, and as they seek your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things, you said all these things will be added. We thank you for salvation of family members this day, Father. For we are your ministers going into the marketplace, we honor you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Robin. We appreciate you closing us in prayer. We thank God for Ms. Tiffany this morning opening us up and hosting the call. You are just absolutely magnificent. We thank God for our powerful word this morning coming from our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. We thank God this morning also for Artists International and the owners, the Diaz de Leon family. And I ask the listening audience this morning to just lift mom and pop throughout the day. They kind of woke me up in my spirit this morning. So I want you to just lift them up in prayer as we go throughout the day. Inviting you to come back tomorrow morning and join us for and hear Bishop Walter Henderson out of Milwaukee. You will be blessed. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Go out and have a marvelous Monday and a super fantastic day with Jesus Christ. Bye-bye. Love you.